Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hello, hello there, and welcome back to another episode of LSD with yours truly, Prem, and the lovely Rogue on the other side. Rogue, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Prem. And how are you guys doing? All the listeners out there, tell us. We want to hear from you. We've been having wonderful weather. It's stopped raining, unfortunately.
Oh, is that what it's going to be? We're going to talk about the weather?
No, we're going to talk about festivities as well. And going out dancing.
Yes. Speaking of which, there isn't that much happening on my side of the world, but I believe there's a lot of excitement in your side with all the Navratras going on.
Yeah, you know, instead of 9 Navratras this year, there were 11 because the...
Excuse me?
Yeah, the lunar calendars adjusted this year. So
it's not Nav anymore, it's 11 Ratras.
Yes. And I went to do Garba twice. It was quite fun.
Wow.
Join my Gujarati bhai bains.
It's like Rogue Bain.
Yes.
And Prem Bhai.
Prem Bhai.
Rogue Bain or Prem Bhai.
That's right. And, you know, this is the time when they say the stork becomes really active. Like a lot of babies are conceived during Navratri. It's...
Stork, you mean the man's manhood? You're talking about that stork?
No!
I see. I got it confused. I was wondering what you were talking about.
So I believe little boys are left in cabbage patches and little girls are left in rose bushes by the stork in like Western ideology.
Yes. And I don't see anyone, especially any of our listeners, even knowing that, by the way.
Or having a cabbage patch.
But you know what? This is where you learn something new every day.
Anyway, we've got a fun show for you. We are talking about sex in uncomfortable physical situations. And no, it's not as bad as it sounds. I just came out sounding a little awkward right now. But, you know, stick around.
No, Rogue is not talking about, you know, having a go at it in the trunk of a car.
No.
We're not talking about like that kind of discomfort.
Yeah, we're talking about a different kind. And we are also talking about age, ageism, lying, dating, age gaps. Yep, we've got it all.
Lying about the age. That should be interesting.
Yeah, you might have something to say about that, Prem.
I always do. So, Rogue, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's address those questions.
Absolutely. I'll see you in the cabbage patch and we'll chat there.
Sounds wonderful.
Bring some roses.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
We're back, and this time it's time for the sex question.
Love.
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 And.
Danger.
I have this guy who writes in. His name is Utsav. Utsav, isn't Utsav?
Because it's Navratri.
Yes, it is. You're so clever, Rogue. You're so clever.
And Durga Puja. It's always an Utsav in India, man. Every time you look around, there's a holiday.
That is true, actually. I think in India, you just need an excuse to celebrate something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't say the same for Utsav because he writes in saying that his wife is pregnant and they went to a doctor. Mm-hmm. And he was very dismayed, actually, because the doctor said that it is actually okay to have sex during pregnancy. And his wife got...
What? He's upset?
Yeah, his wife got really happy about it.
Yeah.
He does not... He writes saying that he wants to run away. He does not want to have sex with his wife. He does not find her attractive at all.
Oh, when she's pregnant.
When she's pregnant. Like, he loves his wife, but he just... doesn't want to ruin it for himself by having sex with her. So he's asking us, like, how can he address this, especially after a doctor has given the go?
Wow. So this is kind of reminding me of how in the US, there's a huge movement of men being present in the birthing room when their babies are born. And a lot of them say it scars them.
Oh my God, I would not be one of those men. It would ruin you for life, of course. Yeah. It's traumatic. It's just something you don't want to ever witness. Ever. Men.
A lot of men do. And they're fine. And some men don't. Are not fine.
I think as men, we are a little slow in the uptake anyway. So we may appear to be okay then, but months from then, a year from then.
Oh, come on. People continue to have sex after they've witnessed their babies being born. Anyhow, back to Utsav now. Utsav is squeamish about having sex with his pregnant wife because he finds her pregnancy unattractive.
And I totally understand his predicament because, you know, your wife, your significant other, is going to really become something else. She's going to, you know, transform literally into a monster. Okay, not a monster, but...
What? two persons.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I just think that those few months, especially from month 5 to 9, you know, she should be just... You know, left alone, be fed well.
Oh, that's so terrible. She might actually have her, like, hormones raging and want sex all the time. So, what is a man to do?
That is so scary for itself. That is so scary. I can just picture this guy. Like, poor guy, like, 5'5", 5'6", like, timid and sweet. And his wife may be like, come here now. I want you to come here now. You're like, okay, I'm coming.
Or not coming. Well, so Utsav, what are you going to do? So I have to ask, you know, have you tried other positions that could actually work for you? Maybe close your eyes, first of all, and turn on some...
That's a great position, Rogue.
Nice.
just try this position. Just close your eyes. Put a blindfold. Let her do all the work.
Well, I was going to say, why don't you try a cowgirl? Or reverse cowgirl, then you don't even have to see the stomach and put a blindfold on, which you might have a hard time explaining if you haven't discussed this before. Or she'll think you're really just being randomly kinky. Both of you can have blindfolds on. But if you're in a very traditional sort of structured relationship, you may not be able to go that far. But
then only keep one eye closed.
Don't be dumb. An eye patch? Like a pirate?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Utsav, you need to have a chat with your wife if you think this is at all something you can do, or you need to suck it up. Those are the things that, like, LSD listening man would do. The third option is, of course, to just...
Really bad choice of words.
It's just to make excuses and be like, I have a headache, not now, or whatever, until you run out of excuses, at which point you will have to, and you know what, she will be more pregnant by then. So you really should, I think, ease your way into this. And some people find pregnant women really sexy, you know?
You know, I actually read that somewhere. Some people do. And they will pleasure their women no matter what. And I think that's great. And hats off and salute and respect to you guys. But everybody's not the same. All men are made differently.
You clearly identify with this Utsav boy more than I do.
Absolutely. Utsav, I hear you. In the words of Rogue, run for the hills.
No, don't run for the hills. You have to have a workaround for this. So
for a few months.
If avoidance isn't working, and it won't for very long, I mean, it'll lead to hurt feelings and misunderstandings if you just sort of ignore the situation or avoid it. Because, you know, women are smart like that. They can tell when you're doing something stupid and not communicating, or and you don't want to hurt her feelings, obviously. So I think the problem is you, Utsav. You're going to have to learn to either work around it or come to terms with it.
That's so inconvenient. Like, how can you just blame it on him? You're making it sound like, okay, Utsav, it's your fault. Own it because you got her pregnant. Now deal with it.
No. That's not really... Well, it is kind of what I'm saying. No. And inconvenient is actually right. It is inconvenient, but it's not undoable. It's not impossible.
Utsav, I would go with the blindfold and see how that goes. Leave it to imagination.
Oh, no. Listen, try some soft music, dim the lights, make it really you know, and figure out what it is that's making you unattractive. You know, is she smelling different because she's pregnant? Is she just looking like somebody else because of her belly? What's going on? And maybe you can try to isolate those things and work around those. Like, you know, I think that might be the way to do it. And then the blindfold.
Basically, Rogue is saying, Utsav, don't be shallow. You love this woman. She has a good heart. And that should be your main focus. And take one for the team.
In the bedroom.
That's what she's saying.
And you are saying run for the hills, which is so productive.
So Utsav, you're gonna have to decide what's the best for you. But I think we've pretty much given you best advice. So either you cook up some excuses, it doesn't work out, which it won't. And I would just, you know, if push came to shove, literally, I would just use the blindfold path.
Yeah. And also think about the fact that there are other ways to pleasure someone. So, you know.
Yeah. From a distance, in different rooms. You can use like cell phones, talk to each other.
You're terrible. No? I was thinking toys, fingers, and you can keep your eyes closed. Or your nose closed, or whatever.
Toy phones, that's what she meant. Toy phones in different rooms.
It's all right. We need to take a break here.
Good idea.
All right, Utsav. Hang in there, man.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we have returned after that short little break. And where Rogue and I do some telepathy.
Yeah.
We read each other's minds in those 15, 20 seconds. And it's amazing because I already know what the next question is going to be. That's how good we are.
We're amazing. So lay it on us.
So I had a question, Rogi. Is that, you know, some men... As some people, men and women are not very comfortable with their age. And of course, you know, it's majority of people want to look young all the time. I mean, one would see this, especially in a city like Los Angeles. Like, women just don't want to give up. They get all this stuff done to their face. They got these fish lips and they look really bad. But they genuinely think that they look or they still look like they're in their late 20s or 30s, but they are way, 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 way beyond the hill.
Older.
Like it's just like rolling down really fast, stumbling through every pebble that you can see, and it's just going down really fast. It's horrible. But...
Okay, then. Yes, Prem.
like really tumbling.
No, we got that. Yeah.
Okay. So it's really a question of this whole factor of ageism. So Rogue, what do you think about people who try and portray like a younger image and not just portray, sorry. What about people who lie?
Yeah, I have strong opinions on that. And that brings us straight to our question for this week.
Sex.
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 So we have a question from somebody called Urmila that addresses exactly this situation. Urmila is 21. When last year she was 20, she met somebody who was 34, which is a significant age difference in most places, definitely India. And was swept off her feet. They fell in love. And now they've been together for a little over 6 months. So they've known each other for a year. And he has, it's getting serious. And he has finally told her that he is not 34, but he's 42.
Wow.
And she writes to us because her friends are divided on what they think. And she's saying, is it okay? Is the age difference such a big deal?
Wow. That is, that's actually quite a sensitive question, especially in a country like India.
It's a big question anywhere. Just think about it. If you're 21, how old are your parents? In their 40s, in their 50s?
Yeah.
You're talking about bringing in a son-in-law who is like 5-10 years younger than your parents and 20 years older than you.
Mm.
It's a big deal anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know, Rogue. I just feel that you know, we live in a time where everything is so dictated by what others think, what society thinks, what is, you know, politically correct, what should be, what must be, the conditioning of your mind since you're a child. It starts then. But something as pure and natural as love, like, kind of gets diluted as time goes by. Now, if you look at it from that angle and you actually see two people genuinely happy with each other, then there is no reason why they shouldn't be together. And that's my theory.
Such a romantic. Oh, I have so much to say about
it. Damn it.
First of all, she's 21. What the hell? Urmila, you are a baby. I know you feel like you're out there conquering the world, but girl, you ain't seen shit. You don't know anything yet.
I think we're going to have like a math question. So Urmila, answer this question. If you're 21 now, and then in 9 years, you're going to be 30, how old is that guy going to be? Huh? I could totally sense that coming up.
Yeah. Are you going to be the nursemaid for this guy when he's 70 years old and you're like 45? No. Actually, I wasn't even going there. I was just saying, you may think this is really, really serious at 20. At 21, but holy crap, you've got your whole life in front of you. And if you know that you can trust your feelings to such a degree, great, more power to you. Go with Prem's romantic notion and rose-colored glasses about finding true love. But the big thing I have a problem with is actually the lying. Unless this guy is a Bollywood star, and most of them even then can't get away with lying about their age, he has absolutely no business lying to you about a 9-year difference between his real age. A person who lies to you and then gets you to fall in love with him, and I'm going to say gets you to fall in love because this power equation is all wrong. This man is double your age. He has way more experience than you. I would wager he knew exactly what he was doing and how to do it in a way that you have no concept of because you're too young.
Mm.
I'm just saying experience counts for a lot. When you've seen the world and you know how to do things, you can take advantage of younger, more inexperienced people. Lying is just a huge red flag. Why did he wait a year? You've known him for a year. He's told you after a year. If he had told you within your first week of knowing him, I would have a totally different viewpoint.
Right.
This. Prem, do you think lying about the age part is okay?
Only, like you said, if you're like in the film line, modeling and entertainment, because you know.
It's never okay.
It's never okay, but you can.
Not with your partner.
Yes.
You can lie on your resume.
Definitely not with your partner. I think Rogue has brought up a point that even I cannot even find a way to get out of because it's true. Yeah, Rogue wins this one. 1 point to her, 1-0. But the point is that yes, he did lie, and it, you know, and it sounds like he.
It's duplicitous. It sets.
Yeah, like he manipulated the situation. He knew what he was doing, and he got what he wanted. And I think that if you know, if the slate was clean from day one, and you knew exactly who he was, what his age was, there was no. Like bullshit, no curtain, then what I said is very, very valid. But this whole point of lying just sounds like, so it's almost like he had this plan and he was scheming all along and, you know, he was successful. So Urmila, this is my belief, like age is definitely a number, but in your case, there's definitely more than what meets the eye, and it's something that you really have to sit back and think about because it didn't start off so clean and pure. I hope you're seeing it from our point of view.
Yeah, and if you feel at all, even for a second, that had you known his real age when you started, of course this is a hard ask because you're in love now and you're never going to think about this objectively. But I hope what we're saying is going to make some difference. But if you think that if you'd known his real age when you just started and there would have been too much opposition or too much to take on or you wouldn't have been interested, listen to that voice in your head. All right, on that very somber note,
yes,
we're going to take a little break.
And we'll be back.
So you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on. Don't be shy.
And we're back and we've shaken it off. Yeah.
Yes, we have. Look at us. Wow. Feel as good as new.
Yeah, do some jumping jacks, push-ups, and we'll drop off the whole thing.
So, you know, they don't say new here. They say new.
Yeah, of course.
I feel new.
Oh, you feel new.
And it is Tuesday. It's not Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
It is. That's why the Mountain Dew, the soda pop, ad works there, which won't work here because you do the dew. D-O-T-H-E-D-E-W.
Yeah, exactly. You don't do the dew.
Anyhow, it is true. T-R-E-W, true.
Look at you, rogue. So funny.
So, Prem, have you ever lied about your age to an unsuspecting little girl? Cradle snatched?
Have I ever lied about my age? Yeah, of course I have. I'm not going to lie to you. But it depends circumstantially. But I was actually going to say that I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to tell you something about my own life as far as like dating someone with a long age gap. So the oldest girl that I've dated was about 8-9 years older than me. And the youngest girl that I've dated was 11 years.
Well, did you do the formula, which is that you have to divide your age by half and add 7? Oh my gosh, we should do that for Urmila's boy. So 43 divided by 2 is 21 and a half plus 7. Actually, she's way too young for him. He needs to date somebody 28 and a half or older.
Mm.
So was 11 years within your range?
Just off by a year.
That's terrible.
So yeah, she was very, very young. And we actually really got along. So we ended up dating for a few months. I knew that was going to end sometime sooner or later because of the age difference. I'm going to tell you why. So I had a choice. Either I go with it, see where it goes, or I just like cut it off because I'm like, oh my God, like what the hell? This is ridiculous. So I chose to go with it and we dated for about 3 months. And when it ended, it was again amicable. But what I told her was that, you know, you're so mature. You come across as so level-headed. You really speak my language, you talk my talk, you walk the walk. You know, when I...
What does that say about your maturity?
Listen, I'm a very universal guy, okay? I get along with people of all walks, ages, sex, creed.
Clearly.
It doesn't matter. Like my close friend, when I first moved to LA, who I really got along with, was like 65 years old.
Yeah. I know that about you. I was just teasing.
I know. Okay. So what I told her was that you talk my talk. You understand everything I'm saying, but you haven't lived any of it. You haven't experienced any of it. And that's where the biggest difference lies.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that same thing applies to little Urmila.
Yeah, it's true.
And the big bad wolf. Get away from her.
Yeah. So the youngest person I dated was definitely fit the formula fine. But again, I found it was more than a 10-year age gap. And I found he was just like smart, definitely. Good fun to talk to. We could talk about movies and whatever. But yeah, he hadn't experienced the things I had, and he couldn't approach so many things with the sort of perspective you get just from age. And I could have so manipulated that situation, you know, but you don't use people.
Yeah, and that's something that Rogue and I, we resonate on the same plane because we don't do that. We don't sit and be conniving and scheming and fuck someone over.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Because you know what? Karma is a bitch. It's going to come back and bite you in your ass.
I certainly hope so. For people who do this kind of stuff, I hope they get it back somehow.
Right.
But either way, you know, you just shouldn't do that to people. It's not nice. Do to others as you would want done unto you. That's what I believe.
Yes.
And, you know, I was reading this book, though, strangely, where the protagonists are both like young-faced. And when they meet, she thinks he's much younger. And so, like, they're sparks and they date or whatever. And she's afraid. So she quickly tries to, like, stem it. And her friends are like, no, age is just a number. You should do whatever your heart wants. And eventually she has a talk with him. And then to her relief, she finds out that he actually just looks young. And he's not that young. He's 2 years older than her. And so it all works out. So when Urmila's question came through, I remembered that book, and I thought, yeah, how important it is to be upfront as soon as possible. Sometimes you get mired in a lie and you can't get out of it without like losing face, but definitely do it sooner than later, because the lie becomes so much more compounded as you let it go on. So anyway,
exactly, like in a Hindi movie, where the protagonist is the one who has killed your dad, but you can't tell her that.
But then in the end you forgive him and everything's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah. What was that horrible movie we saw?
Which one? We watched many horrible movies.
Kidnap. We walked out of it and later we found out how it had ended. Oh, Lordy, that was so bad.
Painful.
Yeah, if you guys have seen it, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't seen it, you know.
Yes.
I hope...
Don't.
I hope you can find the Vigil Idiot or somebody to recap it for you. All right, we gotta go. We've taken up enough of your time.
But same time next week, tune in. And we look forward to you sending us some feedback, some comments, some questions, whatever you have in your mind. And just, you know, write to us. We're friendly people.
Yeah. Even if we do end up giving you like really strict
and strange
and negative advice.
That's what we're all about. Till next time.
Prem and Rogue.
Signing off.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating. With your hosts, Prem and Rogue.
A Sonologue production.